The Kindle ebook allows readers to highlight their favorite passages, and if enough people mark the same sentence, every Kindle user can see these so-called popular highlights. Well, some Kindle users seem to enjoy seeing what others find meaningful, but not commentator Andre Cudrescu.
I wish somebody told me, don't take candy from strangers, when I made my first tax-free internet purchase. I wish that I'd remembered the first one's free, which is how dealers make new junkies. I wish that every cliché humanity acquired to protect itself from its history of bamboozlement and trickery was sewn on every shirt pocket by a smart mom. I want to enumerate each new snare in the house of virtuality, enclosing what remains of our human bodies as the net tightens and we, the fish, trash about. But here is a new one. I'm reading a new book I downloaded on my Kindle, and I notice an underlined passage. It is surely a mistake, I think. This is a new book. I don't know about you, but I always hated underlined passages in used books. They derail my private enjoyment with somebody else's perception of what's important, something moronic usually, which is why I always prefer buying books new so I could make my own moronic marks. But moronic or not, it was all between me and my new book, and this thing on my Kindle is supposed to be new. And then I discovered that the horror doesn't stop with the unwelcome presence of another reader who's defaced my new book, but it deepens with something called View Popular Highlights, which will tell you how many morons have underlined before, so that not only you do not own the new book you paid for, the entire experience of reading is shattered by the presence of a mob that agitates inside your text like strangers in a train station. So now you can add to the ease of downloading an e-book the end of the illusion that it is your book, the end of the privileged relation between yourself and your book, and the certainty that you've been had. Not only is the e-book not yours to be with alone, it is shared with Amazon, which shares with you what it knows about your reading and the readings of others, and lets you know that you are what you underline, which is only a number in a mass of popular views. Conformism thus comes of age in that most private of peaceful activities, reading a book, one of the last solitary pleasures in a world full of prompts to behave. My Kindle, sugar-coated cyanide.
Andre Cudrescu is the author of The Poetry Lesson, which is available for Kindle, but highlight it at your own risk. This is NPR News.